We all know it's been a pretty bleak season so far for the Blues, but there have been some bright lights in the middle of it all, and one of them has been the form and the emergence of Patrick Cripps, a highly touted youngster who has really taken some big strides in 2015. And the young man joins on the show. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, going all right, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
How are you bearing up through it all? For a young bloke in the middle of, you know, what's been a really testing year for the club, how's your motivation, enthusiasm levels holding up?
Yeah, obviously when you're young, your motivation levels are always high and you just want to continue improving, get the best out of yourself. So that hasn't changed. Obviously the season hasn't gone to plan, but I think improvement now comes from a lot of our young boys. So, just got to keep driving that.
And there's been a few issues down there, a few morning swims down on the bay. How have you responded to that? Is it all taken in good spirits?
Yeah, obviously it's not what you want, but it was pretty cold down there the other morning. But obviously Chris, was late to a few meetings, and in terms of at the club and setting standards, we hold each other accountable to that, and he didn't live up to that, which he knew, and he copped our whack, and as a team we copped our whack as well.
Everybody just happy to tumble into the bay early in the morning, Chris. Patrick.
Yeah, look, we didn't have a choice, so we got down there bright and early, jumped in the water, and got it done. So
it's all about setting standards, isn't it? I mean, this is what the club's pushing at the moment, particularly amongst you guys. They want you to be the standard bearers. That there's a new operating system here at the footy club, and the old ways aren't going to be tolerated anymore.
Exactly right, and the position we're in at the moment, we can't let little things sort of slip by. So obviously it was disappointing to happen to Yaz, but moving forward, we're just sort of set in stone what we want from each player, and going forward, that's what we want.
Good on you.
Hey, Patrick, you look a lot fitter this year. Your body shape has changed dramatically. What did you do in the off-season?
At the end of the year, I sat down with Juddy just briefly and had a quick chat, but I just tried in the off-season to drop my sort of body fat and sort of drop about 3 or 4 kilos just so I could run better. Also got onto a sprints coach back in Perth and tried to work on my speed a bit, because I thought that was an area of my game that if I was going to take the next step, I need to improve. So they're the main things I did in the off-season.
You know, when you sat down with Juddy during the off-season, was that in the man cave? Did you get an invite to the man cave or not?
No, I'm still waiting for that invite, actually. So
Patrick, this is the thing. This is the mystery we're trying to solve. We've spoken to a lot of your teammates. No one has seen inside of Juddy's man cave yet.
I know, and I wouldn't have a clue what it looks like either. So,
oh, no, you're going to the club website and have a look. He's let the cameras in, Paddy, but he hasn't let any of his teammates in at the moment, which it's just a little strange, I reckon.
Yeah, I'll have to bring it up with him today, I reckon, and quizzing him about it.
Hey, that running coach back, that was your idea, wasn't it? The club didn't do that. That was something that you took on above and beyond your off-season responsibilities?
Yeah, it's just something I identified I needed to work on. So, one of my footy coaches in my junior days was a sprints coach, and just got in contact with him when I went straight back in the off-season, and just met up with him a couple of times a week to get things rolling. So, yeah.
Now, I heard when you were growing up and you were trying to model your game on someone, it was the Joe Watson and Josh Kennedy were the two of the players that you looked at mostly. Is that because you just love the way they play, or you felt like you had those characteristics in you?
Yeah, I just think sort of growing up, their game style, some of their characteristics is what I thought if I was going to make it at that level that I sort of had to sort of adapt to and take along. So they're both big body midfielders and very good around the stoppages. So I thought growing up, if I had any chance to make an AFL level, they're two guys that I should watch closely.
We're talking to a young up-and-coming midfielder for the Blues, Patrick Cripps. And Patrick, what about the message? Has there been a change in the message since John Barker took control of the group?
Well, obviously, Johnny's got a few changes in terms of our main message at the moment is just to get competitiveness back in the group and really drive that. But, yeah, look, I know obviously it was a bit of a shock to the system last week when it all went down. But, he's probably simplified a few things just to get back to the basics, to what I said, to get us competitive again throughout the games. But, that's probably the main thing, I think.
Are you still living with Kieran Byrne?
I am, yep.
Now, he's a good fella, a real good fella, and he's got a future, this boy, young Irish lad who can run and he knows how to get the footy and all that sort of stuff. Rules, Patrick. We're just worried that he doesn't really know much about the rules of the game. How's he going in that regard?
Yeah, well, he has improved. When he first came over, he had no idea what was going on, but he's going all right on Mersey.
Can you understand? Have you worked out how to understand him and what he's saying?
The language issues.
Yeah, it did take me a while, but he's all right now. But when another Irish bloke comes around and they start talking, just turn the team off, I think.
They're very liberal with a couple of expletives too, aren't they, the Irish boys?
They are.
They can swear, and it doesn't even sound like they're swearing. Have you noticed that about Irish people?
I know. That's
amazing.
Yeah.
Have you been out on the golf course with him yet, Paddy? Because he can hit the ball.
Yeah, I've tried to get out a bit, but yeah, he's a lot better than he's a lot better than me. So I just
You're right, mate. Hey, keep up the good work. We've absolutely loved seeing what you've been able to produce throughout the early stage of this season, mate. You've obviously done the hard yards, taken that on yourself, and it's a credit to you that you've done it. Onwards and upwards, mate, and hopefully you get a long and distinguished career at that Carlton Footy Club in front of you. We really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thanks.